USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Debate in Congress continues over the separate priorities of foreign aid funding for Ukraine, Israel, and more funding for security at the southern border. Democrats and Republicans are trying to find compromise on legislation, but Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox News he has his doubts.
My fear is that the Senate is on a collision course for the mother of all omnibuses. An omnibus that also includes Ukraine funding, without anything for Israel, and without any addressing of the border.
On Wednesday, Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said passing more foreign aid for Ukraine is vital to America's, quote, cold, hard interests, which he said include bleeding Russia's military more. A plane crash in Russia near the Ukraine border has a member of the Russian government crying foul.
An investigation is continuing into a Russian military plane that crashed near the Ukraine border on Wednesday while transporting over 60 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov, speaking through a translator, calls this a Ukrainian criminal act.
Right away, after the aircraft was downed, the Ukrainian side mentioned yet again their victory.
President Biden is notching a significant endorsement from organized labor this week. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, endorsing Biden Wednesday, didn't hold back in his criticism of former President Trump.
He wanted to do a rotation so union auto workers would be begging for their jobs back at lower pay. To screw the American working class!
Fain credited Biden for becoming the first sitting U.S. president to join workers on the picket line last year. UAW members earned major pay raises with a months-long strike against the big three automakers last November. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The justice system is holding parents accountable for a teenage shooter in Michigan. This week, Ethan Crumbly's mother appeared before a judge, Ethan just 15 years old, when he killed four students at a Michigan high school with a gun that his own parents had given him. Jennifer Crumbly's facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the case. Just as election year politics are heating up, The Daily Show will welcome back longtime legend and host Jon Stewart. He's set to return and host the Comedy Central show on Monday nights beginning February 12th as the show continues to search for a new permanent host. Controversy over the Barbie movie is brewing at the Oscars as the women who headlined on the film get snubbed.
While Barbie was nominated for Best Picture, among others, Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera picked up supporting nods. Lead actress Margot Robbie and director Greta Gerwig were snubbed. That did not sit well with Gosling, being that he said there's no Ken without Barbie. He released a statement voicing his displeasure.
Correspondent Corey Myers, the L.A. Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns California's largest daily paper, says it's losing between $30 and $40 million each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.